When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Isaiah 64 and verse 1. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at your presence. I asked a young man, would you please give me the address of your dad? I'd like to write to him. He said, I don't know where he is. I found that a young man who was the organist of a cathedral who said to me, I've never seen my dad. They say he lives in a neighboring city, but I've never seen my dad. So can you imagine a young fellow growing up under those circumstances? Is he going to be a strong, stable person? No. This has become not the exception, but the rule today. And yet, there is no heart cry. You know, there is a sameness about our religion today. Keep up with the motions. Get through the rigmarole. Certainly, God must be content that I am here warming the seat on a Sunday morning. That should suffice. So, my dear friends, is there a heart? I can understand God saying, my son, give me your heart. Give me that seat of your personality, your subconscious mind. Then everything will be okay with you. You know how many academic questions come up today? Pure academic questions. When you are practical in your Christian walk, this armchair philosophy which generates a lot of academic questions will not arise. Just will not arise. The Lord has promised, lo, I am with you even to the end of the world. I am with you. So, as I confront many situations for which I have no answers whatever, and I know that if I attempt to do something, I will be all at sea, out of my depths, what do I say? Lord, this is something which only you can fix. You have to come down into this situation. Now, today, when we consider the state of the nation and the nations around us. People are talking about binge drinking as though we are not insane enough. You know, one of the things that is offered to you on a flight is, what will you drink, Mr. Daniel? Well, it is amazing that preachers who travel have become alcoholics because they did not know how to say no. So with the result, well, you know, they started off with some little stuff and it went on into alcoholism and they had to go into special rehab places where they could be detoxicated. That's the story as it goes even with preachers today. And as for society, the government can be so hypocritical that it loves the taxes that come from the breweries. And they say, okay, leave as many wrecks, as many homes in total wreckage as possible, as long as we get our taxes. And I don't understand why Christian living, you know, it is some kind of manner in which people are trying to find some safe shelter from themselves. But Christian living should have an answer to such people. Now, universities have become so notorious. In one of the famous universities, every year the price was being hiked up. You know, today many students are coming out of their courses with a huge student loan, which after years of work, they're not able to repay. I suppose that'll become a trend in Britain too. It is, of course, so prevalent in the United States. For a person to come out with $100,000 debt, with no job in sight, and the universities all the time putting up their prices. I said, why should prices go up so much? Oh, the place, the residence halls are wrecked. The furniture is broken. Vandalism. And the walls are filthy with vomit. Is that all our universities are able to teach our young people? And you know, friends, most of these universities were started as places of learning, of Christian teaching and learning. They were started in the name of Jesus Christ. And it seems as though we are not making any difference on this dismal scene. And we don't have any heart cry about it. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens and come down. It is good to know some of history. And I'm always shocked at the historical events that have taken place in Europe, Christian Europe. Such savage occurrences. When we look at the African continent and we say, we can't understand why even little children should be set upon by grown men to be used as sexual toys. We can't understand that ethnic unrest should break out in mere rape and killing. Well, my dear friends, you take Jesus Christ out, you make it a habitation of cruelty. No matter how much moral sayings you may entertain the people with. You know, these things are happening in close proximity. A little girl can't cross the village green on her own. She disappears. And that in civilized Britain. This is not civilization, but the height of savagery. And yet, we don't produce any answers. We are happy to go through our Sunday ritual. Now, if you turn to Psalm 63, we see the heart cry, a heart cry, I must say, of the psalmist. I'm amazed at the heart cries of this warrior king, David. Psalm 63, please. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Well, of course, the figure employed here is of one who is in the wilderness with no water sources. And here is a thirsty person dying of thirst, and he cries out, Lord, my soul and my flesh crieth out for you. You know, there's something about the Lord Jesus which we have missed, his sheer beauty. And, you know, when you begin your Christian life at the cross, then you fall in love with Jesus. To the man outside, it seems like an antiquated kind of practice for people to still go to church or do this or that. You see, we have made the whole thing so unreal. On the other hand, when Christ becomes real, do you know who are the people who follow him with real sacrifice? People who are mere idolaters. People who just worship the works of their own hands. Recently, a young man wrote me this. Oh, the Lord is taking care of us. He has just been sent to Nepal. As you know, Nepal has been in a state of flux. What is it that drives them? I don't supply them with money. The reality of Jesus. Oh, my dear people, you can become totally artificial in our modern way of life. Thou art my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Let us pray. Let us tell God right now in our hearts, I cannot haggle at the cross. I can't strike any bargain with you, Lord Jesus. You died for me. At the cross, make me a captive, Lord. I want to die to my selfishness. Cleanse me in your blood. Give me heart cries. Bring these heart cries into us. In Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.